Good morning and welcome to another Moment of Christmas. My name is Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you this morning from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Today is the second day of the season of Christmas, and each day this season we'll be offering you a short video reflecting on passages of Scripture that have been provided for us in this daily devotional, Prophets and Promises, that we've been using here at Ascension during Advent and now for this season of Christmas. For Christmas is more than just a day. Yesterday, we gathered and opened gifts and ate a meal with our families, but yet the season goes on. It continues until Epiphany, when the wise men arise from the east, reminding us that Jesus came into the world for all people, not just those in the ancient Near East, but those who were as far as the Orient away. This morning's passage immediately follows where we read from yesterday from the prophet Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord's hosts will do this. This verse comes immediately following the verse we read yesterday morning on Christmas morning that concluded with the name of Jesus as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. His authority, the prophet continues, shall grow and there shall be endless peace. One could argue, I suppose, that the authority of the Messiah has increased, has grown as more and more people over these past 2,000 years have heard the good news and have responded to the good news of God's love for them given through Jesus Christ. And that good news brings with it peace. And I think the challenging part for us is to think about how that peace has happened or is happening. Because I think for each of us, we experience peace differently. For some of us, silence is peace. For others, an operatic aria brings peace. For others, a babbling brook or a fountain brings peace. However peace comes to you, we trust that it comes through Jesus Christ, and I believe it begins here, in your heart and in mine. And having received that peace, we as followers of the Prince of Peace are encouraged to become peace givers and peace makers ourselves, a daunting task when we think about how much unrest, how little peace there seems to be in the world around us. But I invite you to today and in this season of Christmas to seek a moment of peace. And when you've experienced that moment of peace, then maybe seek another moment of peace. And pretty soon, maybe in your own life, those moments can be added together to create a minute of peace, a half an hour of peace. And as you begin to live into that peace, I encourage you to share that same peace with those you encounter. Because, my friends, that is the way, the only way, I think, we are going to be able to be a part of bringing the peace about that Jesus was born into the world to bring. I invite you today and through the rest of this season to join me in praying for that very peace. The peace which surpasses all human understanding that can only come through Christ Jesus our Lord. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for another Moment of Christmas.